This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has rejected any plans for Palestinian statehood in post-war Gaza. AP correspondent Karen Shemis reports.
A statement from the office of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has confirmed that his position on Gaza hasn't changed. The announcement comes following a conversation between Netanyahu and President Biden, in which the Israeli Prime Minister reiterated that Israel must retain security control over the territory after Hamas is destroyed. Netanyahu's office says this is a requirement that contradicts the demand for Palestinian sovereignty. The statement is an apparent rebuff of President Biden's suggestion that creative solutions could bridge wide gaps between the leaders' views on Palestinian statehood. I'm Karen Shamas.
An Israeli strike on the Syrian capital has killed at least four people. Iran confirmed the dead include members of Iran's Revolutionary Guards. The strike comes as the Gaza conflict reverberates across the Middle East. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
In a statement carried on Iranian state television, the Revolutionary Guards confirmed that four of its military advisers were killed. Israel has long pursued a bombing campaign against Iran-linked targets in Syria, but it has shifted to deadlier strikes in the wake of the October 7th attack on Israel by Hamas militants from Gaza. Other local media in Syria said explosions were heard across the Syrian capital. The security source was part of a network of groups close to Syria's government and its major ally, Iran. They said the multi-story building in the Mazeh neighborhood was used by Iranian advisers supporting President Bashar al-Assad's government, and that it was flattened by precision-targeted Israeli missiles. There was no immediate comment from Israel.
Lucy Fielder from Reuters. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Heads of states of the non-aligned movement